Greetings to you from the American Bible Society headquarters in Philadelphia. We are officed in the Old City part of the city, which is right by the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, which is really exciting, except for sometimes when they're doing road work on our old roads, like today. So if you hear any drilling on our call on the roads, that's why. We want to extend a warm welcome to those who are joining the prayer call today. My name is Laura Dish, Director of Prayer Mobilization, and our team here at American Bible Society is delighted that you've joined to pray with us today for Bible-based trauma healing in the U.S. During our call, we'll experience God's heart for the hurting in our nation, and we'll pray for lives to be healed. We'll hear about how Bible-based trauma healing is impacting lives, from those at the U.S. border to those in prisons, in faith communities, and churches across our nation. And lastly, we'll conclude in prayer for you, our amazing partners. Next, I'll turn the call over to our host, Kenita Benson, and we'll welcome our very special guest joining us today.
Awesome, Laura, thank you. We're so excited to be back with this quarter's prayer call. We are even more excited to gather together today to call on God as He beautifully breaks our hearts for what breaks His. Bible ministry gives us a glimpse of the most vulnerable, the most painful, and the most desperate for the Word of God. This includes the millions of trauma sufferers in the United States. If we were to be honest, most of us have experienced trauma directly or indirectly at some point in our lives. And the effects of that can't be ignored. We can see what's happening at the border. We cry when we witness the needless suffering of others due to senseless gun violence and the like. And there's an answer to the brokenness in this world, and that answer is Jesus Christ. He gives us hope, wholeness, and healing directly in His Word, the Bible. So today, I'm so excited. We're going to discuss and pray fiercely into what God is doing and how God is moving here at American Bible Society in responding to trauma and healing hearts through Bible ministry. It's an honor to have you all joining us. I'm telling you, we love you, our partners, and we're so grateful that you don't count it robbery to join us in prayer. We're so privileged to continue to pray for you, and I just want to remind you all that we can pray for you and take your request even on this call. So you can just press zero, leave your prayer request, and you'll be rerouted right back into this session. Today, we have some heavy things to talk about. They're weighty, but they're critical and they're important to the movement of the gospel and the healing of hearts. And so, prayer family, we want to welcome a very special guest who can speak to this need with passion and purpose. Please welcome Rebecca Taguma, Trauma Healing Program Coordinator here at American Bible Society.
Hey, Rebecca.
Welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks, Kenita. It's a huge privilege to be here today. Thank you.
Awesome. We're privileged to have you. So I just want to kind of just start off by asking a little bit about your background in trauma healing. I think that'll help give some good context for what we're going to be praying into today. Tell us about how you got started in trauma healing and what it is.
Sure. So actually, I was introduced to trauma healing 10 years ago in Southern Africa. I was a missionary there, and I was working with a very vulnerable population, and I wanted to get my hands on this material that I heard about that was designed to help people who had experienced bad things. And I could not get my hands on that material to save my life.
Yeah.
Fast forward 10 years later, I'm in Philadelphia, my husband's going to grad school, and I discover that Trauma Healing Institute is at American Bible Society just down the road from where I live. And the rest is history. And now I'm on staff with the Trauma Healing Institute, and I'm one of our program managers that's responsible for supporting partners all over the world as they develop trauma healing ministry.
How amazing is that? I would say God is so divinely strategic in how He does things, and it's so amazing to watch Him use you in this role. But for our partners' understanding, why don't you tell us, what is trauma healing? Why do we need it? And why are we here in need of praying into trauma healing?
Yeah, you know, so trauma is a buzzword right now in the United States, which makes sense given the the state of our world at the moment. Oprah Winfrey's talking about it. People on talk shows in every sort of discipline are talking about trauma. Christian psychologist Diane Langberg says that trauma is the biggest mission field in the world today.
Yeah,
and the reason she's saying that is because so many people have experienced deep and lasting trauma, and it affects them in every kind of way. Healing the Wounds of Trauma is the name of our curriculum, and it helps churches provide compassionate response to traumatized people in their communities.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like a small group curriculum, a Bible study sort of format that combines scripture and mental health best practices. Our job at the Trauma Healing Institute is to support the training of trainers and facilitators all around the globe who are involved in, you know, leading these small groups. It started in Africa as a response to war. There were missionaries who had been approached by local pastors, and these local pastors said, our people are acting crazy, and we don't know why. And so the missionaries came together with the pastors, and the result is what we now know as Healing the Wounds of Trauma. It's a small book that was just used in a few workshops in Nairobi, Kenya. Now there are 13,000 facilitators around the world, using it in 109 countries and in 138 languages.
God, that's amazing. Thank you, Lord. Well, we want to pray on that. We want to ask that God would move in power, that trauma healing would continue to be furthered, to reach lives who need it most. And we're praying that God would show tremendous favor and just give thanks for the fact that this is available to those who need it and to those who have been suffering day in and day out in need of healing through God's word. So, Laura, can you pray for that for us?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you that wounded hearts are finding healing. They're being set free and made new through your word across our nation. We declare across the wounded in America that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We praise you that no heart is too broken, that your saving grace can't heal. God, you are a wonder-working God who holds the galaxies in motion, and you care for each of our hearts so tenderly. God, with such pursuit for our greatest good, your relentless love is after our hearts because it's the wellspring of our life. Your word says in Proverbs, we celebrate how you are bringing new life and transformation through the trauma healing ministry that is changing lives, reshaping destinies, and changing family heritage for your glory. God, through Bible-based trauma healing, we learned about today and will learn about and talk about, I pray that you would continue to give favor to further into this mission. God, so more lives can be set free by the power of your word. God, we pray for divine provision to fuel and accelerate trauma healing ministry in the U.S. God, you are near to the brokenhearted, and you save those who are crushed in spirit. We long to carry the heart of Jesus that goes after the one to seek and save that which was lost. And today, we do so by standing in the gap, God, for wounded hearts across our nation to find wholeness in your word. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. One of the things that's extremely encouraging is the fact that trauma healing is strengthened through the local church. Without the local church, these equipping and healing sessions could not take place. So, Rebecca, could you just tell us, you know, talk about how the church plays a role in mobilizing to bring about healing in local communities through the body of Christ? And how is the church equipped to deal with the traumatized? Because we don't want people going into services, coming out of services, leaving the same way they came with deeply rooted issues. So why don't you talk about that for us?
Well, this material, this program, was made in the church, by the church, for the church. It is magic in the church. Like, that's the place that it was designed for. People can experience healing one-on-one, but what this curriculum does is it empowers the local church with a tool to respond to people who have experienced bad things. You know, healing happens for the individual, but what happens when you get people together in a group who are walking through the healing process together is that you create healthy, safe communities for hurting people. And that transforms the world, right?
Right.
Churches and communities are full of hurting people who need to know God's love and kindness. And trauma and pain do not respect race, gender, socioeconomic class, background, etc. Like, it just does not care. Sin affects all people, and hurt and pain affects all people. There are certainly some people, by virtue of where they're born, who will experience much greater pain and loss than others just because of where they were born in the world. But trauma affects everyone. And that's where the church comes in. And this is the call that God has on the church to serve it, and this material is a tool to do that.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. Well, we want to take some time to pray about that the trauma healing ministry would continue to grow in churches, that it will be a priority for pastors to implement this, that it might have a multiplying effort to reach lives. And so, Nina, if you could just pray. We have some powerful intercessors here with us, and we'd love for you to pray for that.
God, we thank you for your church. You've established the church as a place where people can go and encounter your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Today we declare that the church is a place of healing and a place of belonging.
Yes.
We declare Isaiah 61 as a banner over every church. We declare that the church is a place where captives are set free, where those who mourn are comforted, and where the oil of joy is given in place of ashes and sorrow.
Yeah.
Father, we pray that you would give pastors, volunteers, clergy, lay people, give them a passion and a compassion for the brokenhearted. We pray that the church will lead the charge in bringing God's healing through the trauma healing ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for favor, God. Open the doors for this ministry to be used in local churches in the United States.
Yeah.
We also pray for the effective equipping of trauma healing facilitators, making the church a safe place for people to go and share their pain. Let the church be a place of healing, God. And we pray that as people read your word and share their story, that you will heal them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. God, we pray that you will bind up wounded hearts, and you would bring hope, God.
Mm-hmm.
Restore hope where there has been a lot of sorrow and grief.
Yeah.
And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm so encouraged by that prayer, Nina, and believing that God will answer, God will move, that spiritual stigmas will be broken down, and that the body of Christ would experience true freedom in him. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God, for us to be free. So let's talk a little bit about contextualization. That is a key kind of buzzword for trauma healing, because that's what makes it so unique and so effective. How is trauma healing being contextualized to meet the world's deepest needs? And I know specifically we're talking about trauma healing in the United States, that's going on throughout this nation, issues at the border, generational trauma, and in our prisons. So why don't you talk a little bit about contextualization?
Yeah, so as you can guess by the breadth of the program, where it's used all over the world in all these different languages, it is a highly adaptable and flexible curriculum that can be used under a bush in Africa or in an inner city church in Chicago.
Awesome.
And its growth is testament to that. In the United States, over the last 3 years, trauma healing has increased 230%. And in the last 14 months, we've seen the greatest amount of growth. And it's largely because of some specific contextualizations that have been done to meet certain audiences' needs.
Yeah.
So, for example, along the border, you mentioned the border.
Mm-hmm.
We have healing group facilitators working in local communities all along the border. One that really stands out for me is a couple in Phoenix who were invited by the Catholic diocese, mm-hmm. of which they're a part, to go and visit a shelter for unaccompanied minors.
Mm-hmm.
In this shelter, there are kids from infant all the way through teenagers.
Yeah.
And they were invited, and they contextualized or adapted the material to be used with kids. And now, for the last year, they've been visiting faithfully, and they are now visiting multiple shelters, and they're visiting all of, each shelter gets visited 2 times a month, meaning that they are making, with their team of volunteers, are making twice weekly visits to these shelters. Mm-hmm. They're ministering to teenage girls and teenage boys, many of them who have their own infants. You can imagine how scary it must be for these kids to be without their parents, and how scary the place that they came from must be for them to be where they are right now. And our facilitators are have given these beautiful testimonies of hope and healing among these kids.
Oh my God, you just need you at the border. And I'm desiring that we could just pray that God would just move and continue to allow us to have access, because there's been so much opposition there, and the enemy is really trying to stop efforts to get these materials to children that are separated from their families. So Sue, we would love for you to pray for that.
Absolutely. Thank you. So Jesus, I just come before you, and as I listen to this myself, my heart is broken. So I can only imagine what your heart sees and knows and feels. And yet, Jesus, it says in Isaiah 53 that you went to the cross and you bore that grief, and that hurt and that pain. And I can only imagine what some of these children have gone through, and even adults, and even all of the people that work there. And I just ask that you would break through. Break through any of the forces that would stop the healing from coming to these people. I ask that you would continue to equip the workers. I ask that you would give hearts to the people on the border as they receive these people, as they work in these places, that they would touch the lives of these children through your word, Jesus. I ask that as you hold them spiritually in your arms, that you would take the hurt and the pain and the trauma out of them and take it onto you. And put it in the cross. And then you would give them your healing. That you would bind their hearts with your love. I ask that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit as healing begins to work from the inside out. And I thank you for this, Jesus. I just truly, truly thank you for who you are and what you're doing in this place.
Amen. 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 So generational trauma.
So this is a really interesting curriculum. It's called Healing the Wounds of Generational Trauma, the Black and White American Experience. It's a contextualization of our classic trauma healing program for adults and was created to speak to the pain experienced by African Americans due to our country's history of slavery and racial oppression. The purpose is to begin to identify trauma that exists in families and communities, both black and white. Its primary role is not necessarily reconciliation, but to identify wounds of trauma at the systematic level and, like, in our personal lives. And it brings together communities, diverse communities, and gives them a safe place where they can begin in the light of Scripture to pursue healing. And reconciliation and repentance, where it's needed, may come out of that, but the point is to bring people together around God's Word. So far, 26 facilitators have been trained, and it's being piloted in Baltimore, Philadelphia, Camden, and in other parts of New Jersey. They're leading groups in local churches, and with the response has been amazing, actually. And the pain is deep, but so is the healing, and God has been so faithful in this. We particularly want to ask for prayer around the pilot, because the material is still being developed, and so to particularly pray for that, and that churches would be receptive to to it.
Amen. So we definitely are going to pray now that God will bring healing and unity in our nation. And we will pray for those specific requests that Rebecca asked. And in addition to that, just praying against divisions, silos, and stereotypes in the church, those cancers that continue to bring a spirit of division. So Myra, could you just pray for that?
Father, we pray for healing in communities across the country that have experienced traumatic events related to race. We pray that you would destroy a spirit of racism and hatred and replace it with the spirit of love and humility. God, release your power to heal racial divisions that have caused trauma and pain. We repent for the way we have hurt others in this nation, and we ask for your forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Help us to turn from our wicked ways and to turn to you instead.
Mm-hmm.
Use the trauma healing ministry to spread the healing power of your word.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that as people engage your word, you would heal the trauma that has been passed down through generations.
Yeah.
That your word would heal generations of racial trauma in our nation, our communities, and in our families. Remove generational curses of racism in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remove generational curses of abuse, neglect, rejection, and hatred in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Remind those who have been hurt that you care for them.
Yes.
We pray, Father, according to Isaiah 43:1, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you.
Yes.
I have called you by name. You are mine.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for not forgetting those who are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that you have the power to turn things around through the power of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We are believing for healing, change, and unity in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. So prisons is a tough conversation.
Mm.
You know what? It may be a tough conversation for us, but it is not a tough conversation for God.
That's right.
You know, God uses prison all through Scripture, and he's using it today, too, which is
he's so moving.
And this is one of my favorite parts of my job, is hearing and reading the testimonies from inmates, across the United States. Trauma is one of the primary gateways to incarceration. 97% of women and 75% of men were traumatized on the way into being incarcerated. And we were talking with a chaplain recently who started using our materials, which we specifically adapted for their use. And he said, this is an essential tool. This is the key that we've been waiting for, because our chaplains and volunteers have been presenting the gospel, but inmates can't receive it because they have this barrier of trauma between them and the freeing word of God. But what we're seeing is huge numbers of inmates experiencing healing in Christ in healing groups using this material. I want to real quickly tell you the story of one man named Joe Hamilton, who was in part of one of the first healing groups that happened with inmates. And the inmate program has a special journal that they use. It's been specially bound and adapted so it can be used in facilities. And it also uses stories of people who were really incarcerated in their own testimonies. It's real powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe was in, when he went through healing group, he hadn't been sentenced yet.
Mm.
And so when he went to go for his sentencing, he was expecting to spend the rest of his life in jail.
Mm.
He had two small kids,
mm-hmm.
And he was basically assured that he was never going to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
But the staff at the facility where he was at saw the change, the transformation that happened in his life, and wrote letters of recommendation to the judge about his experience. And it changed his sentencing because his own jailers had seen the transformation in him, and the judge asked to look at the journal that he had used and gave him the lowest sentence he could get.
Thank you, God.
And for Joe, this is a huge deal because it means he's going to see his children before they graduate from high school.
Wow. You are amazing.
We want to pray, Laura, pray for God to move in prisons, that God will bring wholeness as inmates encounter Jesus through healing groups. We pray for God to raise up redeemed and radical kingdom builders, worshipers like Paul and Silas, who will transform lives in and outside of prison walls.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Oh, God, we praise you for what you did in Joe Hamilton's life.
Thank
God,
you,
we thank you that you bring that kind of freedom, that kind of transformation. When your word transforms our hearts, God, you break through trauma and you change us from the inside out.
Yeah.
And I know that Joe's story is one like many others across
our nation and prisons, God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord, that it is that gateway, God, that key that helps people move, God, past the barrier that's been a blockade for them in encountering you, Jesus.
Yes.
Neurologically, the ramifications of trauma are being broken through as we have a safe place to share our pain and bring it to the cross and exchange that, God, for the blood of Jesus that would cleanse us from sin. And we thank you for how this is changing lives like Joe's across our nation in prison. We pray that you would continue to bring wholeness to inmates like Joe. We pray that you would continue to raise up radical kingdom builders and worshipers like Paul and Silas, God, across the prisons in America, who live a transformed life, that we turn from darkness to light. And they would know the hope that's found only in you, God. You're the God of all hope. And we love that about you, God. So we commit all this to you. We pray this in your name.
Hallelujah. And I'm praying that we would see 13,000 more facilitators, 13,000 more after that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that someone on this call or someone who will listen to the recording will want to be, they'll be compelled. And they'll want to know, how can I be a part of this to help bring healing to other people's lives through the Word of God? So could you share how people could do that?
Yeah, the best way to connect with us is online. And you can go to our website, abs.us-trauma, T-R-A-U-M-A, abs.us-trauma. And if you want to know about upcoming trainings, there's a little link in the top of that page that says events, and you can click there.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. We are our hearts are stirring right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no better time than to pray for our global prayer family, everyone that is represented across 25 countries who are praying with us and for us.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that we see every prayer request that comes in. And more importantly, God sees you.
Mm-hmm.
God knows your heart. He knows everything that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God tells us, as Laura mentioned earlier, that God is near to the brokenhearted and saves such who are crushed in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to cover you now. Lucy, can you just pray for our partners who are on the call who may be brokenhearted and are in need of God's healing?
Absolutely. Lord Jesus, it was not just that you ascended to the Father, but first you descended.
Mm-hmm.
You descended into hell. And you brought with you wonderful keys. The keys from death and Hades, from prison, the real prison. And Father, I just want to encourage that there is no prison in you.
Yes.
That wherever we are in our life, there is warmth and there is power because we are connected to your spirit. And in your spirit is all power.
Yes.
All compassion, all love, all kindness, all peaceful rest.
Yes, God.
And the world can be confusing. So, Lord, I ask for everyone on this call to be moved by your spirit in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that a new song would be birthed in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
That there would be no looking back, but looking forward. It would not be like lost wife and wonder. They would look forward what's new. Because you're doing a new thing. You're doing a new thing in their lives. You're doing a new thing in them.
Yes.
And you're doing a new thing on earth. So, Father, we just praise you that you went away from this earth to create a place for us, and that's with you. But you didn't leave us orphaned.
Mm.
And I pray, Father, that there would be no one on this call that would think that they are an orphan.
Yes,
Lord. And I just want to praise you for what you're about to do and ask for a blessing on all donors, all of the people at ABS and the work here to get the Word of God, because you are the Word.
Yes.
You are light in the life of men.
Yeah.
And I just praise you, Jesus, I just thank you for what you're just about to do in each and every one of their lives.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Wow. Wow. This was awesome, and our hearts are just so full by how God has spoken through what he is doing, and it's a powerful thing that's happening. Lives are being transformed through this ministry. And so we're praying that all of you who are on the call are encouraged and have some deeper insight into the work that's happening on the ground. It is a critical work, and it warrants the urgency of your prayers. The Word of God tells us that we ought to pray without ceasing. And so continue to pray with that urgency. We want to thank you all so much for joining us. We don't take that for granted. You're still able, even though we're wrapping the call for today, you can still leave a prayer request so that we can continue to intercede for you. This prayer team is bombarding heaven on your behalf, and we're grateful that you are coming alongside of us as a prayer family. And so we love you. We thank you. Continue to follow your emails. For those who may have joined the call through Facebook and an invitation there, you can actually sign up to be a prayer partner at www.american.bible/pray. Continue to pray boldly for us and spread the word. You can also send feedback at prayer@americanbible.org. We look forward to praying with you in the coming months. We love you and thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.